You are a child of God. Foremost, you are, of course, a child of your parents, but your soul is a child of the Creator, and you belong to the Creator. Your soul is of the Creator and all that is, untarnished, loving, giving, eternal. Your soul was born with the Creator and then descended into matter, chose a body, and birthed as a human expression. So as you do the healing work with the parents, know that foremost, you were born of the Creator. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, all that is your divine parent. It is your source. And you have access to this divine source always. It is your birthright. Your birthright from the birth of your soul. As we release the emotions that you have stored deep in you, remember that your parent, the one and all, has loved you from the very beginning, has loved you before you were even born as a soul, and loves you through every incarnation, through every experience, through every tear, through every fit of anger, through any doubt, and through all the mistakes that you are making simply to learn and grow. You are infinitely loved, all of you, and you can do no wrong in my eyes as Creator of all. So, as you go through the process of healing, separate the unloved component that happened because of your birth parents and the ultimately loved component that is loved by all that is. In a sense, there are many of you who you are. And in your search of discovery of who you are, you will encounter so many of you, unique, amazing, traumatized, grace itself, you name it, you are all that. You are the Alpha and the Omega. As I am Alpha and Omega, all that is, you embody all that is without judgment. Remember, there is no judgment from the Creator as to who you are, what you do, how you feel. There is no punishment. There is no jealousy. There is only one true emotion that is for you, and that is infinite love. In density, the love splits off into many, many fragments. And even the darkest times can lead to the highest, most amazing journey toward love, toward awakening. As you were born of spirit, there is nothing wrong with you. You are already complete and whole. The only aspects of you that you perceive and judge as broken, unwhole, incomplete, damaged, traumatized, are a layer, but they are not the truth of who you are as a soul. Your soul is always connected to who I am as all and everything. So as we heal you, not I, we, you are actively participating in all that is by understanding these extra layers that you have built up. We release them. We let them go. They no longer serve us. There are no more lessons to learn from the traumas that you have experienced. Allow the breath, the sacred breath, to let these energies move out of your body, out of your energy bodies, back into all that is, for infinite recycling. Whenever a wave of energy charged with emotion comes into your body, allow the breath to carry it out, the vibration of the breath, the movement of the breath, for it is the one mechanism that you have that connects you to the infinite, places you in the now. For you can only breathe in the now. You cannot breathe in the past. You cannot breathe in the future. So bring your attention into the present moment. Feel the energies. Allow them to be. Accept them. Accept them with no judgment. Accept them as part of the divine plan. And allow them to flow through you like a river. There is no more to relive. There is no need to relive the past. It only takes away your focus away from creating. If you live in the past and focus on the traumas, or focus on beating yourself up over the fact that you can't seem to let them go, that you seemingly can't connect to the divine, that you're broken, the more time and energy that you spend beating yourself up over this, the less you are creating. The less you're creating what you may wish to create. So in allowing these thoughts to come into your mind, don't fight them. And I'm so sorry this happened to you. You say that to yourself as if you are holding yourself. You, your spirit, your vibrant spirit, holds you, your physical body, your energy bodies, all those layers, in its loving arms. All in the arms of the Creator. And you can say to yourself again, I'm sorry this happened to you, little one. I'm so sorry. Yes, it happened. But there's more to life. There is opportunity on the other side to learn from this, not in a way of holding on to it, but simply using it as a stair step to jump off into creating what you can be. Holding yourself, loving yourself, allowing these thoughts and memories to come up in your mind, allowing the emotions to come up in the mind, allowing, breathing, releasing, and saying, these thoughts, these memories, these emotions are simply energies, frequencies, vibrations moving through me. I am not holding on to them. I let them be. I let them be. And I let them move out to God, to Creator, to Universe. I give them back to the Mother Universe. They don't serve me. I am grateful for them, but they don't serve me. And you may cry. And you may refuel that pain. But I tell you, if you allow it to be accepted with no judgment and let it go, it will pass so much faster without leaving a trace in any of your energy bodies, in your physical body. It will simply move out. You can do this with any thought that has residue, that is uncomfortable or of low vibration. Any trauma. Be the colander. Don't hold on. And when the good comes, be grateful for it and let it go too. Creating space for the new, for the next moment, for the next breath, through gratitude, accepting life in its fullness, the good, the difficult, the challenging, the joyful. If you can align with allowing, your life will be full. And from that point, you can create. From that empty point, point of all possibility of allowing, you set your intentions. You call for guidance, assistance. You allow the universe to unfold before you in the highest and best for you and others. You know that there is work that you would be good at, work through which you can bring most love into the world. Spend some time by raising your vibrations daily, by doing what you love. Perhaps it's a prayer, words of gratitude, or listening to a piece of music that lifts you up. Do something to raise your vibration. That brings you to clarity and peace. And from that place, if you are just on square one, you ask for guidance and help and for opportunities to grace you. But all manifestation is done best from a point of inner peace, acceptance, gratitude. And higher energies. The best solutions during stress come from your ability to separate your stress self and your divine self, acknowledging them both, moving into your divine self, and allowing guidance from that space. You are not just one thought, one emotion, one energy, one being. You are all of that. So where you choose to focus, where you primarily are, becomes your point of departure, your point from which you manifest the next step, the next solution, resolution. Not to say that when you call out in despair that you are not heard. You are heard. You are always heard. And if you feel overwhelmed by emotion, trauma, stress, and are unable to focus, then connect from that spot. You will still be heard. Remember, no judging. You are not judged for your ability to ground. You are not judged for your ability to stay focused. It's just not what God does. You never have to be sorry in front of the divine. Because the ultimate teacher is inside of you. If you feel you need to apologize, the only one you should apologize to if you feel the need is yourself. And then accept your own apology. Befriend yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Be loving to yourself. And from there, move forward. Never holding a grudge against yourself. Never beating yourself up over your inability to do this or that. For your decisions that you may now not agree with. For if you don't befriend yourself, how can you befriend anyone else if you're not open and vulnerable to your own humanity. When you stop judging yourself, you'll stop judging others, because there will be no one to judge. You will see that everyone around you is another person, soul, walking around with their own set of baggage, still figuring out that they have to love themselves. So the foremost relationship is for you to focus on the relationship with you. Developing self-love, self-acceptance, and gratitude for who you are with all your perceived flaws, diseases, because all that you are is already loved. You don't need to do a dance to make the divine happy. You don't need to crawl out of your skin to make the divine happy. You don't have to be who you are not and put on a fake face to be loved by the divine. You're already loved. That's a given. You are already accepted as who you are. So from that point on, your life becomes building a relationship with yourself. Because this life is for you. It's not about your job. It's not for those people at work. It's not for any of those people who are your partners. It's for you. Everything that happens in this life, in this world, is for you. For you to take in, process, learn and grow, and unfold, expand into all the qualities of love, all the frequencies and vibrations of love that are already inside of you. Focus on that. Focus on that. In this day of gratitude, you even have a national holiday for it. Day of gratitude. Gratitude for all that you are. The highest way to raise your vibrations is to be in gratitude, to place yourself in the mind state, into an energetic high frequency state of gratitude and love. So you have, if you have nothing to be grateful for, simply look around you. Look at your body that carries you all day long. What a wonderful vessel. No ifs or buts. Oh, but it's broken. Oh, but this hurts. Oh, but. It is here. And it is showing you what you have to understand, learn, focus on. And I'll give you a secret. It all boils down to self-love and self-acceptance. If you spend the rest of your life working on self-love and self-acceptance, you will have moved beyond your body. You will have moved beyond the duality itself. And you will see the world through a new pair of eyes. Accept yourself because you are already accepted. You are already good enough for the divine. The divine makes no mistakes. The divine is perfection itself, playing out in the multitude of all that is. Therefore, you are not a mistake. You're not a mistake. And it doesn't matter now that that's what your parents have told you. I birthed you, the creator of all that is. So be good enough for yourself. And through that, you will see your blocks melt away on their own. You will see the energies of stress, all the trapped emotions, fear, pain, sadness, depression, melt away. Allow yourself to be good enough for you. And if you make what you say is a mistake, embrace it and say, wow, that was something, wasn't it? Rather than beat yourself up over it and terrorize your mind and tell yourself how stupid you are. Start replacing your words. Catch yourself on using negative words and replace them with something more benign as mental training. Silly is a good word. Goofy? Funny? Gosh, I'm so funny for making that silly, goofy thing that I just did. It may sound really strange at first. And you may find other words. But words have meaning. Words have energies that bind. Words can be like contracts. So when you tell yourself, God, I'm so stupid, every cell of your body hears it and says, oh, we're stupid. Okay, I guess we're stupid. Words bind because in our language, it is through our words that we create programs, sequences, meaning. From words. There's a different realm of meaning when it comes to the divine frequencies. But words are still words, and words do hurt. Words can hold you hostage to their meaning that has been ingrained in you as a program. So every time you speak a negative word about yourself, you are simply affirming that you are this or that. So allowing the words themselves to be re-guided into more benign frequencies is a good step. Toward more positive self-talk. I don't expect you to say, after stubbing your toe, to say, thank you, God Almighty. But there are other ways, more gentle and loving ways, in which you can start healing that toe immediately by focusing on the breath, centering, sending your energy and intention to the part of the body that's been injured, and upshifting the frequency so it can heal without judgment. There is a lesson in your wallet loss that I see. Are you present enough for what matters? Are you present for the important things in your life? Or do you just focus on the unimportant things, rushing around, trying to do too much all at once? Where do you spend your mental focus and energy? Can you focus enough for 30 seconds on the most important thing? Locking your house. Be present. Watch yourself put the key in the key slot and turn it. Turning off the stove. Focus for just 30 seconds, 15 seconds, 5 seconds. Fully focus and then move on. So in the physical universe, there are things, physical objects, that have to be focused on, that require your attention, and you cannot absentmindedly go about your day thinking of the next step while the now is happening and you're not even paying attention to it. What happens when you constantly live for the next task, the next moment, the next project, your next step, your next breath? Where do you live? Where are you anchoring yourself as a being? That is how these things happen, is that you are unaware of the present moment, the only moment that matters most, the now. It's the same thing of when the past creeps up on you and overwhelms you with emotion, thought, traumas, relieving that. It's the same thing. You're living in the past now, bypassing the now. That is why you breathe. Focus on the breath, the now, the only thing of the now, and you allow. Allow the present to be your answer. What other areas of your life are you not focusing on? This is something for you to think of later, at a later date. What are you not allowing yourself to be present for? Is it your pain? Is it your own emotions? You're doing everything that you can to run away from experiencing that, to quiet them down, to run away, to put something else in their place. Oh goodness, anything but actually experience what is on the surface. So happy to experience the good, willing to do anything to run away from the bad. It is because you judge. But what if there is no judgment? Just consider, for the fun of it, what if there is no judgment? That you don't have to judge. That I allow you to not have to judge this or that. That you have my divine blessing to say, this happened. Okay. And I did the best that I could at the time to have dealt with it. Because of my pre-programming, because of my trauma, I did everything that I could. I did my best. And that's the outcome that came out. And so be it. Because you know what? There are no bad outcomes. There are no wrong outcomes. They are simply outcomes. And what you do with that is your choice. You don't have to be guided by those voices. You can choose to allow them to surface, to accept and embrace them, and move out all the train loads of stuff. A train cart at a time comes to the surface, and rather than pushing it away, pushing it back into its stall, into the garage, under the rug, into the closet, you let it shine in all its brilliance, all its magnificence. And allow it to move into the light. What if you could spend 1 hour allowing your thoughts to surface and not judge them? What would you learn? What would you gain? Who would you be? Watch yourself run away from what arises in you and say to yourself, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear because this is in the past. I am the guardian of my future. I am supported and loved to move past this. To create a new reality. I choose not to dwell on this. I did my best. I did my best. And I am grateful for what I did. I am grateful for the decision that I made. I am grateful. Thank you, Creator, for all your wonderful words of wisdom. I am sure that both of us will come back to this recording many times, for so many pearls have been spoken. And we are both infinitely grateful for the knowledge and all the messages that you bring.